John.
Josh, I want to ask you about something else that happened today in the Senate. You had some of your ambassadors confirmed after a long, long process. One of those is Colleen Bell, confirmed as ambassador to Hungary. If you can remind me, what are Colleen Bell's qualifications for ambassador? Is it that she was a soap opera producer? Is it that she gave hundreds of thousands of dollars or helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Obama re-election campaign? Why was she chosen?
John, I can tell you that as it relates to Ambassador Bell, she is somebody who retains the confidence let me say it this way. Ambassador Bell has the president's confidence that she will do an excellent job of representing the United States and maintaining the important relationship that the United States has with the government and the people of Hungary.
But where does the president get that confidence? I mean, in her confirmation hearing, she couldn't even name a single strategic interest the United States had with Hungary.
Well, she certainly is somebody, again, that is has had her own distinguished private sector career.
As a soap opera producer, right?
Well, and as somebody who obviously has succeeded in, in the business world. And she is somebody that the president has confidence will be able to maintain our relationship with the government and the people of Hungary.
Can you tell me that the fact that she helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the president's re-election campaign had nothing to do with her appointment? You can't say that, can you?
Well, I can tell you that that's not the reason that she was chosen. I can tell you that the reason that she was chosen, I was not a part of this decision-making process, but I can tell you that the reason that she was chosen is because the president has complete confidence in her ability to represent the United States in that country.
And what does the president think overall of this practice? Obviously, it didn't start with him. There's a long history of this, but of big donors to political campaigns getting rewarded with plum ambassadorial posts. I mean, isn't this the kind of practice that, you know, when he first came to Washington, he came to do away with?
Well, all I can say, John, as a general matter, is that that these ambassadors who are representing our country overseas have very important responsibilities. And these are responsibilities that the president, nobody here at the White House, takes lightly. I can tell you that these individuals who've been recently confirmed to their post certainly don't take those responsibilities lightly either. And we certainly are looking forward to Ambassador Bell being moving to Hungary and getting down to the important work that she has in front of her. Okay.